We never give God time. Now, well, I don't like this, then I'm going to go and try that, then I'm going to, because we live in a fast food generation. All of us do. When I go get a cup of coffee at my favorite coffee house, I want it right now. And if it's not hot enough, then I go to the next place. That's part and parcel of our human nature, isn't it? And Jesus looked at the disciples because he loved them. And he knew what was about to happen. And he said to them, stay. Stop. Don't leave. He didn't need to say anything else, because God is truth. But he followed that up very quickly with the second command. He didn't only say stay, but following that he said wait for the promise of the Father.
God is all about multiplying our lives, living to the power of 10 even. That's the message from Dr. Wilton on today's edition of The Encouraging Word. Yes, it's The Encouraging Word with Dr. Don Wilton. And in these Bible-based messages, we're discovering how God can empower us and multiply us, living not just to the power of 5 or 6, but the power of 10. Truly, the power of infinity. As we open the Word of God in Exodus 20 in just a moment, we ask you to open your hearts to opportunities to connect on a daily basis with us at The Encouraging Word. If you meet us online at theencouragingword.org, you can sign up for a daily email. It'll be in your email box early every morning to help jumpstart your day. That's theencouragingword.org, or text the word daily to 30500. That's right, just text the word daily to 30500, and we'll connect you with a daily word. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
What you need to do, keep the cross that will be part of the word for you today. You look to the sky. most of us are more familiar with these Ten Commandments, perhaps than most things in God's Word. We have grown up around it. We've listened to the debate. We're in the nation today that seems to be on the religion. The very fabric of our nation, God, has spoken to us from the fabric of our society. Nothing more of life. One of the greatest football players I think that ever played the game was Roger Lewis. Played for 17 years in the same team. They played against the Indianapolis Colts. And they won the game. And at the end of the game, everybody wanted to talk to Roger Lewis. He took off his football jersey and had a wonderful jersey description. It was a perfect statement. It's what really amazed me was this complexity of media content for us. It's everything they possibly could, having the action so that one verse of scripture on television. That's our America. That's not being American. That's our America. And maybe that's you. You know that God is going to see. That you're doing everything you can to be just a boy, taking him and putting him into his gospel. You're about to dial into something today that I promise you, my precious friend, that God will speak to you in a very unique way today. I'm praying for you today. You're praying for me. You're praying for one another. God is speaking to you about one. And this has to do with the making of greater enemies. Idols. The Bible calls them idols. And right throughout the Bible, God told us about idolatry. Idolatry is destruction. It is the thing that people do in relation to and what they worship. To worship means that you put complete and absolute trust in the object of your worship. That's what it means to worship. And there's a lot of competition all around us. We keep the last word, no exception. They were surrounded by pagan gods. There was a lot of opposition to the one true God. And it took them 40 years. Wandering around the wilderness. Some of us today have been wandering around the wilderness of our own life for many a year. It's time to get it. It's time to understand what God is. On this occasion, one time to speak to somebody that was in great distress. And my heart was filled with compassion, and I spent many an hour trying to help this person, because there is strength in me. It was related to family and issues. It's a lot of issues that have built up for many years and together. This person and I determined that this would be the path that God would want them to walk. And in the fabric of that, it is symbolically, I think you can get more of it. I think you and I have decided that that is one goal you do not want to do. Just don't do it. And this person is me, most of all, with God. It wasn't about me. We just wanted their culture to be there. And this person was terrible. And for many years, probably over 20 years, he did not do this. And the very final thing was, do not go through that door. Yes, I will never go through that door. Thank you, God bless you. And this person turned around and walked through that same door. This sounds like a reason. And this part that I want to say to you today, it's time that you stop wandering around the room. God has spoken. And what is this that you can do? One thing. We are speaking about idolatry, about idols, making things following God, what you do is no accident given what God's calling you to do. It's saying that you love our trust, but you have a place complete trust in what you have to say. So, number two, affirm. Number three, release. Yes, sir. Everybody wants to be there. What do you mean, I just see no way to do it.
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back in just a moment with more of this wonderful series on living to the power of 10 about today's message, One Image. Dr. Don insists I interrupt so that we let you know the ways to connect. If you're keyboard oriented, you can meet us online at theencouragingword.org. We'd love to connect keyboard to keyboard right there, right now. That's theencouragingword.org. But we're also discovering that yet here in this day and age where we're all texting and we're all typing and email seems to be the quickest way to get a hold of someone, sometimes the most personal way is still a conversation. We'd love to have that conversation with you and maybe a joint conversation with you and the Lord as we pray for you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We really would love to connect with you. Now back to today's message. It's called One Image with Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word.
To put your faith and confidence in everything
you know the answer to your question. You might want to set another one at the top. Because when you don't exist, stopping from this first command, what was he saying there? He was saying that he was commanding an absolute truth in the second command. Do not have any other, do not make any greater than you. Do not worship anyone or anything on heaven, on earth, or under the sea. Do not make anything that even looks like you're worshiping something. Do not construct anything. Do not look at anything. Do not be pleasing to anything. Do not place your absolute confidence in any image other than God. He was submitting to the absolute truth. What is that absolute truth? He was saying what he was saying. I've got a young man calling me this past week, and he's a senior in high school, and he said to me, "Father, this is what I want to talk to you about." And he talked a little while, and he said, "Do you think you can help me?" I said, "Oh, can I help you?" He wanted the right person. I'll be happy. So grateful to the example that you set up. Once you grow up, you prove yourself as an honor for me to be able to give you a letter of reference for what it is that God's putting in your heart. How can you do that for one another? Well, I cannot do what I'm going to do. And when God was on Mount Sinai visiting with Moses and speaking across the hills of antiquity, do not have any idol, do not worship anything or anyone other than God. He was submitting an absolute truth. Who needs to say it? God. Because he was expecting it. Do not have any idol, do not worship anything or anyone other than God. What does he do? 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 What does he do?
And those absolute truths are just as secure and just as important today as they ever were as we strive to live to the power of 10. You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton's message on the 10 Commandments in a fresh and a vital new way. And I pray that as the Lord has stirred your heart, you realize, like I do, there's some course corrections that need to be made. Maybe they're large corrections, maybe they're small, but as we continue to pursue following Jesus Christ, to be the woman of God, the man of God that we know we need to be, I pray that we're not allowing ourselves to gloss over the moments like this where God convicts us to change. As we talk about this, I want you to know that we're here to pray for you. 866-899-WORD is our phone number. That's 866-899-9673. It's not just answered now during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day, it'll connect you with one of us, happy to listen, happy to pray, happy to connect you with resources. Maybe resources that'll help you in your life like this.
Satan is alive and is on the move in the United States. He is actively engaged in all aspects of our government, in our educational systems, and in the lives of our children, the next generation. Never forget, Satan has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ, and this victory enables us and the next generation of believers to stand victorious in the presence of the enemy, unwavering and unafraid. This month, as you give a gift of $20 or more to The Encouraging Word, you will receive a powerful message series by Dr. Don Wilton, Satan, the Defeated Enemy Among Us. Plus, you will receive a copy of Dr. Wilton's inspiring book, Defying the Odds, to help encourage you through all of life's challenges. Request this empowering resource set today as you support The Encouraging Word with your ministry gift. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your generous support enables us to bring the uncompromised and life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ to where people are around the world.
It's a wonderful resource. Again, the number is 866-899-WORD. We'd love to connect you with that. But right now, before we get away, I want to connect you one final time with Dr. Don Wilton, our pastor, as he shares this from his heart.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that He died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin. And I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus, and I give Him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ.
Oh, if the Lord has spoken to you today through the pastor in those last few moments or his teaching earlier today, let us pray with you. Let us connect you with resources that will take you to the next, whatever that next step is. In some cases, it's finding a church home. And Michelle leads our team on helping people find a church that they can plug into, that they can not only be fed by, but they can roll up their sleeves and get involved in. You may already be in that church. You just need to roll up your sleeves and get involved. Let this be your loving nudge from Dr. Don and all of us, The Encouraging Word, to encourage you to plug into your local church. If you need someone to pray with you or for you, remember 866-899-9673. We'll connect with us 24 hours a day or meet us online at theencouragingword.org.
Preacher Wilton, I just wanted you to know how my family life has changed. I gave my heart to God listening to you on the radio. Now my wife has a new husband, and my kids have a new dad, and I thank God for your ministry.